Well, it's Friday. Fridays, we talk about great things to be able to do over the weekend. You can go and see Mike Love and the Beach Boys Sunday at Meadowbrook. Tickets still available. Go to Ticketmaster, I believe, is the best way to do that. And I'll see you there. Kim and I will look forward to seeing you there at Meadowbrook and Mike Love and the Beach Boys. It should be a lot of fun. Meanwhile, you might be going to the movies, and hopefully you pay attention to what we're about to talk about on
Movie.
That's what you get when you get the budget that we have to do this. All right. I am happy to say that there might be good news on the horizon for the budget because we have a brand new sponsor.
Yay!
And one that I love. We are now with our Movie Show Plus, Greg Russell, Dana Clark, Paul W. Smith sponsorship by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. I love,
whoa, love that place.
I love, yes, Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef, and I'm thrilled that they are here sponsoring all of these festivities. So thank you to the whole family there at Wigley's. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's really, really good stuff. All right. First movie up, Day Shift. What do you think?
This one, it stars Jamie Foxx and Dave Franco, and it's on Netflix. It's really fun and a lot of excitement going on because it's brought to you by the same people who do the John Wick movies. And what it's all about is Jamie Foxx pretends to be a pool cleaner as far as his regular business goes, but his real job is he's a vampire killer. So Los Angeles is filled with vampires. I don't know if you've ever seen some of the people who walk around, but I'm almost thinking this is true.
Yes.
All the times I've been out there. So he has to go out now and catch the head vampire before they take over the entire San Fernando Valley. And it's just money and a lot of action and fun things going on.
So you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little Netflix movie. It's a, as we always say, popcorn movie. Another one, like we talk about, don't go in trying to overthink. It's just kick back, watch, get some laughs. Dave Franco's hilarious in this thing, too.
Hmm.
Is that James's brother?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, his younger brother.
Good grab, Dana. That's, and, you know, to say that somebody else is funny in a Jamie Foxx movie is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain things I can't give away or don't want to give away. Once you see it, then you'll be going, oh, I see what he means and what's going on to make it funny.
All right. Well, we always trust your taste in these things, Greg. I mean, we just do.
Yes.
Let's listen to a little bit of Day Shift.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks. Well, things have changed since you got kicked out the union.
If I don't come up with 10K, my wife and my daughter are going to move to Florida. And the union is the only place that could give me that kind of money.
One last chance.
That was Snoop Dogg.
That was Snoop Dogg. And he
didn't even get billing. He didn't even get billing here.
Yeah. His is almost like a character who comes in, I'm almost like, 10 minutes in the beginning, 10 minutes, you know, close to the end or something like that. But he comes across like an old-fashioned Western star. He's got the big hat. He's got a little cigar hanging out of his mouth and basically telling people to make my day. And
that's funny. That is funny. All right, so we're giving it thumbs up, stars, hearts, whoopee cushions, whatever we give it, we're giving it
anything we got, yes. And like we said,
hey, Wigley's corned beef. We give it two corned beef.
Oh, I like that. Let's do let's do it on a scale of 1 to 5 Wigley's corned beefs. So this is this is worthy of how many Wigley's corned beefs?
4 corned beefs with spicy mustard.
Ooh,
man. 4 Wigley's.
Oh, wow.
I like
it. I like it. Sounds good. This film is so good, it got 4 Wigley's. All right. The next film, you can actually get to go to a theater again, but get real butter like you get at Imagine Theaters, not that oil that they put on popcorn pretending it's butter, because that's just a bunch of chemicals. You might be able to run your car on that. So don't get the fake butter. Only get the real butter if it's available. But what about Fall?
I got to tell you guys this. This was a surprise thriller. I hadn't heard anything about it until our producer, Clive of the D, told me, hey, Greg, this other movie's coming out. What do you think you can do about it? So I called our good friends at Lionsgate. They sent me a screener. This thing is scary as all outdoors. It's all about these two ladies. One lady, she and her husband were rock climbers. They were going up the side of a mountain. He slipped, and, you know, the outcome was not good for him. So her friend's trying to get her out of her funk, finds this 2,000-foot-tall old radio tower out in the desert. Says, hey, I got a bright idea. Let's climb this, you know, just to get our juices going again. They make it all the way up to the top.
Who does this?
Yeah, really. Who are these people?
Who does this?
I know.
Climb up to a 2,000-foot tower. They get to the top. Whatever you're about to say can't be good.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is so old. It's one of those old ones where, as they're going up, you see the bolts coming out, you know, from the ladder. And they get stuck on top. But the thing is that just made this whole movie so fascinating is the angles or just the shots they show. I mean, you get vertigo. You really, really do. It is just frightening to watch. And I think the other thing that makes it so scary is, as compared to, you know, like a Chucky movie, where you know that there's not really a Chucky. This is something that two idiots really do. Yeah, this is something that two idiot friends, I mean, it's kind of like, hey, Dana, yeah, let's drive to Ann Arbor at 4 in the morning.
Here's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you think of the film besides getting vertigo?
It's one of those, if you want to be shocked or scared or whatever, it really is. I mean, even some of the other people I know who did see it said the same thing. It's like, whoa. And also by having a no-name cast, you're seeing these people as real. You're not looking going, oh, that's Brad Pitt.
All right. I'm going with two Wigglies, unless you really like that kind of a thing, and then I'll give it all five if it's nice and scary.
Right. If you don't want to be scared, stay home.
All right. Stay home and have a Wiggly sandwich.
There you go.
I don't remember if we talked about it. I talked about it on the air very quickly. That's on Amazon Prime, 13 Lives, those kids that were caught in the caves in Thailand. That's a scary movie. For those of us who are a little bit claustrophobic, it's almost like therapy to go there and have to sit there and watch it. But it's well worth it. You have no idea what these folks did over 18 days to save these kids. It's fascinating and well worth seeing. All right.
It really is.
And that's Amazon Prime. And then finally, we again welcome Wiggly's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. And I think you have something to say about that, Dana.
Yes. And this week includes Beer Keller Tavern and Eatery in Taylor. It serves Wiggly's Corned Beef Reubens, and try the Wiggly's Corned Beef Spring Roll with pickled cabbage and bistro sauce. Yum. Welcome, Wiggly's. So glad to have you.
Yeah, this is great news. Ooh. So not only do we have Wiggly's, but we have places that feature Wiggly's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Excellent idea. Very good.
Wow.
Thank you, Dana Clark. What's that, Greg?
I was going to say, we'll even take a Russell Brothers City tour down to Wiggly.
I think you should start featuring those Wiggly sandwiches on the Russell Brothers tour. Russell, Movie Show Plus, right here on Movie Show Plus. Have a great weekend, Greg. We'll be watching for you on Channel 4 as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show.